And now live from Oskaloosa, here's Pat Powers with tonight's call for the game.
Powers live at Oskaloosa, Iowa, where the Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket Fremont girls are going to do battle in a non-conference action against the Indians from Oskaloosa. We're just about ready for tip-off. Rocket starters with Miss Carly Taylor, Taylor Leffler, Tasha Alexander, Sadie Boffer, and Ashley Pilcher. Rockets get the tip from the get-go. Boffer on a baseline jumper. Good. Boffer hits from the right baseline to put the Rockets up. 2-0 here. Early in the ball game. We are live in Oskaloosa. There's a steal, almost near steal, by the Rockets. Long pass ahead by the Indians. They get it up into forward court, and the Rockets are going to be pressuring the Indians tonight. Inside it goes to the Indians, and they get a track down, and now they've got a long shot on the way that's out of bounds, and it'll go to the Rockets. So with one turnover, the Rockets are going to get the ball back, leading 2-0 here in Oskaloosa. Sparse crowd on a Tuesday night here at Oskaloosa High School. Alexander brings it up, tells Leffler to come on over. She throws it over to Taylor. Now she gives it back to Alexander. Cross-court pass, dumps it to Taylor. She kicks it out to Alexander. Another pass inside. Rockets doing a lot of passing. And the motion on that. Taylor dribbles now. Tasha Alexander out front, passes cross court to Taylor. Inside pass to Pilcher, and it's fumbled out of bounds. Fumbled back to the Indians, and the Indians have it. Richardson with the ball now. Rockets lead 2-0 here with 6:42 in the first quarter. Boffer applying pressure. Richardson picks her dribble up. Howard with the ball. She's a left-handed gal who had that first shot for the Indians a little while ago. There's a tip by Alexander, and that activity from the volleyball side has come to fruition as she was able to knock that ball out of the way, but Indians were able to track it down. Richardson has it on the wing, looking, gets it over here to Howard on the wing. She passes it back to Richardson in between the circles. Inside now they go with a couple of passes inside, and it's lost out of bounds, and the Rockets will have it. They had a chance with Moyer passing it inside, but she couldn't handle it, and that's the second turnover on the Indians. Indians on the year have had a hard time scoring the ball. In their first game out against Centerville, they won 28-25, and then they had a 43-28 loss in their next time out, and that was to Fairfield. Inside to Pilcher, and she travels. So the Rockets turn it right back over to the Indians, and that score stays at 2-0. Rockets put the pressure on. Indians get it in. Ashley Pilcher is able to steal it, gets it ahead to Boffer. She puts it up, air ball, and Alexander is there to put up the basket for two. Tasha Alexander, she's got 20 points averaging on the year, and she was able to get another basket right then and there, and there's a quick timeout. You're listening to Rocket Basketball on KIIC. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from our sponsors.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
And we are back here at Oskaloosa High School. Rockets storm out to a 6-0 lead thanks to three turnovers by the Indians. As I was saying before break, they've had trouble scoring the ball against Pella. It was a loss, 61-19. And then against Pella Christian, they lost again 42-28. And then against Knoxville, it was 49-31. On the Rockets' ledger, early here in the season, they went to Washington for their first game, had a four-point loss, 49-45. And then they won Pleasantville. They beat Pleasantville 77-39. Pella Christian, they beat them 51-41. Davis County, they went down to play the Mustangs and won by 19, 54-35. And There was another turnover by the Indians. Rockets have it now in the forward court again. Boffer to Alexander. Gets it to Taylor Loeffler. She throws a cross-court pass to Carly Taylor. She gets it back to Loeffler. Over to Boffer, in between the circles. Now Tasha Alexander fakes, drives on the baseline, puts up a nifty move, but no. And the rebound comes out to the Indians. And up the court comes Richardson. Pressure being applied by the Rockets again. And they'll settle into a 2-3 zone here on the defensive side. Richardson over to the left wing. That's Westerkamp. She gives it back to Richardson. Back to Westerkamp. She's looking to throw it in. Over to Moyer. She gets it, and it's stolen away by Tasha, but out of bounds. She couldn't quite get a hold of that, and Indians will have it. 4:39 in the first quarter, 6-0, the Rockets lead here in the early going. Richardson over to the left wing to Westerkamp. Almost stolen by Tasha. Richardson dribbles to her right. Howard with it. Dribbles a couple times with her left. Passes it inside, and there's another turnover. Number 42, McQueen, couldn't quite get that ball inside. She threw it out of bounds, and the Rockets have it again. Unofficially, I've got 5 turnovers on the Indian ladies. 4:20 on the clock. 6-0 goes to Rockets as Tasha Alexander brings it up. Passes over to Loeffler. Comes back over there to Carly Taylor. Now Alexander on the left wing. Boffer between the circles. Lets it fly as Alexander. No, she tried a 3-pointer. Didn't make it. And now Boffer with the defense. They cut her off one way. That's Westerkamp. Boffer again trying to cut off Howard, and she's able to steal it. And she gets the pass ahead, and it's stolen by the Indians. And there's a foul on the play, and they're going to ring up Sadie Boffer, I believe. No, 2-0. That's Howard. Foul on Howard. That's her first of the ball game. The Rockets will have it out of bounds across the way near the scorer's table. Carly Taylor gets it into Alexander. She dribbles it up, passes it over to Taylor. Now to Boffer on the left, right wing. Passes to Loeffler. Over to Alexander. Back to Carly Taylor. Cross-court pass. She's looking to pass it again. Boffer. Alexander now tries the baseline, and she'll travel. Rockets with their second turnover on the night. You hate to say that it's not going to take a lot of scoring, but Rockets got a 6-0 lead so far, and there's been hard to find the action, the bottom of the hoop both times. Where Rachel Malloy coming in for Ashley Pilcher for the Rockets, as they've got defensive pressure now, full court, and Alexander is beaten by Howard. Up ahead goes the pass to Westerkamp. Dribbles a couple of times, puts it up and no good. Loose ball is going to come down to Richardson. Nice save by McQueen. Back out to Westerkamp. Richardson gets it inside, and a nice defensive job by Loeffler. Good job. Loose ball picked up by Rachel Malloy. Gets it up ahead to Alexander. Now to Carly Taylor in between the circles. She tracked it down. Back over to Alexander. Inside to Malloy. Back out to Boffer. Boffer throws it to Loeffler. Over to Alexander. Cross-court pass to Boffer. Puts it up and no good. Nice position by Carly Taylor. Off the racket and down. And Rachel Malloy is able to scrap for a rebound, and they tie it up, and the jump ball will be going to Oskaloosa on the alternate possession. And that will keep the score 6-0. 2:46 here in the quarter. Inbounds pass. Rockets again showing pressure. Sadie Boffer, and she'll get rung up for a foul. That'll be the first. Sadie's first, team first here in the first quarter. Westerkamp triggers it in to Richardson. She's in between the circles. Looks over here to the right side. Howard's got it. Passes back to Richardson. Richardson looking to throw. Throws it over there on the left wing. She's in trouble, but able to get it away. Howard comes into the land of the Giants, and she gets whistled for a foul. Rachel Malloy raked her across the arm, and that will send Howard to the line, the left-hander. Just a sophomore. Seeing significant varsity action here in the early going of the season. First shot up, and it's good. That's the first point for the Oskaloosa Indians. 6-1, 2:26 in the quarter. Howard dribbles, puts it up, and good. Again, she squishes them both, and the Indians are on the board 6-2. Rockets lead 2:26 here in the first quarter. Alexander brings it up. In between the circles, she dribbles over to Bopper on the right side. Looking inside to Carly Taylor. A nice give and go to Bopper. Inside shot, no. And the ball is loose. And they're going to call another foul on Sadie Bopper. She picks up quick two fouls very, very, very quickly. And we've got a substitution on the Indian side. McQueen comes back in for Moyer. And in comes Paige Schaefer for Bopper. They give up a little bit of speed there, but with two fouls, you got to protect Sadie from getting number three here in the first quarter. Indians pass it in, and there's a tipped away there by Tasha Alexander. Nice job defensively. Oh, they do give it to the Rockets. So a turnover again by the Indians. That makes it six on the evening thus far. Stack play. Alexander inside to Taylor. Taylor gets her first 2 points of the night. Indians up the court with Richardson being hounded by Schaefer. Now Rockets settle in that 2-3 zone here with Malloy clogging up the middle there. Richardson looks to shoot, but she doesn't. Puts it out on the left wing. Back to Richardson. She drives inside. Passes it off to McQueen. No. Rebound fought for. Still loose on the board. Rachel Malloy, and she's called for traveling. Rachel had it, but then she swung her arms a little bit, and she moved her feet as well and turned it over to the Indians. 8-2 is the score. Rockets lead with a 1:37 in the quarter. Indians to trigger it in. They get it into hole. Oh, Richardson tries a three ball. No good. Loose ball is dug out. Alexander on a run out. Shot up and good. Tasha Alexander with 6 points on the night. Pass in. And they're having trouble already. Good job by the Rocket defense as they are putting the pressure on. They create a turnover. Tasha passes it up ahead to Taylor. Taylor puts it in for her fourth point of the night. And Rockets again slap on that press. Loose ball. Alexander picks it up, puts it up. No good. Taylor had a heck of a shot, but she passed it up, and then she created a turnover of her own, and the Indians have it up ahead. Richardson off the glass and puts it in. Taylor Richardson with her first point of the night, and Rockets had a good chance to go up 14-2, but instead it's 12-4 here with 41 seconds left in the first quarter. Carly Taylor drives in the middle and puts it up. Uncontested was Carly Taylor, and she's got six as well. Pass it is stolen by Paige Schaefer. She couldn't put it in. Rachel Malloy with a three ball. Good job, Rachel Malloy. Puts up a three and nails it with 18 seconds left. And we're going to get another quick timeout for the Indians. And they're looking at it, and we'll see what happens. You're listening to Rocket Basketball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Hello, farmers. Prepaid fertilizer, seed, and chemical season is on now at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Stop in before the January 10th deadline to make your best prepay purchase for all of your agronomy product needs. Quality Ag has the best in John Deere and Ag Chem application equipment and the experienced staff to run it. And you always make your best cash and carry deals at Quality Ag for chemicals. It's prepay time at Quality Ag, and thank you for your business.
We are live at Oskaloosa, Iowa. Avial Blakesburg Fremont Rocket girls leading 16-4 here in the first quarter. Indians called a timeout with 17 seconds left in the quarter to try to stop the bleeding. Pass is stolen away by the Rockets. Inside, and it's stolen away by the Indians, and a jump ball, and the Rockets will have it. And the Indians are having a heck of a time. That's eight turnovers here in the first quarter alone. Of course, that would be at least one a minute. Taylor to trigger it in. Looking. Paige Schaefer gets it. Passes it inside to Rachel Malloy. Pops it out to Alexander. Three ball on the way. No. Alexander gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No. Malloy puts it up off the glass. No. And Taylor, no. Can't hit it. Puts it up and then no good. And there's the quarter. Rockets lead 16-4. You're listening to Rocket Basketball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Senate Pierce-Bachter Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Senate Pierce-Bachter Funeral Homes.
All right, we're back here in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Pat Powers with you for Rocket Basketball. This is boy-girl doubleheader. The boys will be coming on after the conclusion of the girls' game tonight. It's an old-fashioned varsity doubleheader boy-girl action right here on KIIC Thunder Country, and it's great to be on the air. Of course, we brought you Rocket Volleyball and Rocket Football as well, and we're glad to bring you the hoop side as well. Special thanks to all of our sponsors as they help us bring the action back home to folks in the school district area and Southeast Iowa, for that matter. Indians with the ball on the attack. Then between the circles is Richardson. She passes over to the right wing. Inside now, get it back out to Moyer. She gets it to Richardson, being hounded by that 2-3 zone. Good job by Alexander, and there's a loose ball on the court, and the Rockets will get it on the alternative possession. So there's another turnover there against the Indians, and they're having a heck of a time scoring the basketball this year. Rockets need to take advantage of it as well. 16-4 here as we get into the second quarter. Alexander walks it up, passes it to Malloy, inside to Taylor. She's looking, dribbles twice. She was in the lane, but passed up the shot. Rachel Malloy shoots it and makes it, but Carly Taylor was camping out in the middle of the lane, and they caught her doing the three-second shuffle. So turnover number five for the Rockets gives the ball back to the Indians. Stolen away by the Rockets. Pass up ahead to Alexander and stolen by the Indians, but out of bounds. And the Rockets will maintain possession under the hoop. Malloy to trigger it in. The junior passes it into Taylor. Back out to Alexander. Three ball on the way. No good. Loose ball rebound is given up to the Indians, and they get it up to Howard. She dribbles it up ahead, weaving through traffic without any problem. Over in the corner with Richardson. They got it bottled up, but she gets the ball out. Passes over here to number 12, Adams. She drives the lane, rejected by Taylor with a nice block. Now Howard has it. She dribbles to Richardson. There's a shot from the wing, and it's good. Richardson with a nice touch, and she's got four on the night so far. 16-6 is the score, and now the Indians settle into a 2-3 zone as well. Malloy passes it into Taylor. Back out to Schaefer. Inside to Taylor again. She takes one dribble and pops it to Rachel. Malloy shoots in and out. No good, and the loose ball is picked up by the Indians, and then Ruffler is able to get her hands in on it. Jump ball possession will go to the Rockets. Sadie Bopper comes in for Paige Schaefer, and a couple of substitutes for the Indians as well. Westerkamp is one of them, and Moyer is the other one for the Indians. Full court pressure applied by the Rockets. They get it in. Bopper cuts her off. Nice job by Richardson to cut her off and weave through traffic. She stops, passes it up ahead, had a nice shot, but she didn't take it. Adams guns it, and the ball is out of bounds. I'm surprised they didn't call her out of bounds. The Rockets save it. Tasha Alexander goes coast to coast, and it's no good. She should have had that one, but it fell out. Richardson now takes it up the court, and she stops now in between the circles. Rockets go back to a 2-3 zone, and Alexander picks her pocket, takes it to the length of the court, and puts it in. Tasha Alexander with a nice defensive job to make it 8 points for her in the first half. Richardson with the ball now, passes it to Adams.
She takes one dribble and back to Richardson in between the circles. Westerkamp with it on the wing. Nice job by Sadie Boffer to poke it into the backcourt. Tracked down by Richardson. Dribbles it up, walks it up the court, passes it to Adams. Adams on the wing, throws it back. Tasha Alexander with some quick hands. She got tripped, but they didn't call anything. And she's not too happy about that. Richardson with it now. Brings it up the court. Westerkamp on the wing. Takes a dribble towards the baseline. Cut off by Leffler. Keeps her dribble. Puts up a shot. No good. Contested by Malloy. And she was able to rip it out of there. And she got pushed by Moyer. And that will be a foul on her. Her first of the night. 4:51 here in the second quarter. Rockets lead 18-6. Let's see, 54 is Moyer. She goes out, and in comes McQueen for the Indians. Rockets have Leffler on the court. Alexander, Malloy, Leffler, and Sadie Boffer. Pass to Boffer over there on the right wing. Looking, passes Rachel Malloy. Inside to Taylor. It's bumped and loose ball right now. Nobody wants it. Taylor finally picks it up and throws it away. And the Rockets have their sixth turnover of the evening. Good job by the Rocket defense. And Howard brings it up court. Stopped by Alexander. Gets it over here to Richardson. She's able to weave through, but it's nicely blocked by the Rockets. Up ahead goes Popper. It's a foot race to the basket. Puts it up a shot. No good. Rachel Malloy with a nice rebound, and she got hammered on the putback, and she'll go to the line to shoot two shots. Good job, Rachel Malloy, 18-6. I'll give you a shout-out if I can here live on the air, 641-660-7764. If you want to hear your name on the radio, give me a call tonight. Malloy, too hard off the back iron on that first shot. Nice crowd finally coming in for the Rockets. Across the way, of course, it's a nice, easy drive. The second one is up and no good, also by Malloy. Here comes the Indians from Oskaloosa. Passes it to Howard in between the circles. Back over here to number 30. Inside to Westerkamp. She's got some height on the Rockets. Puts up a shot, no good. Ball is loose. Westerkamp gets it again. Shot up and no. Leffler gets a nice outlet pass to Popper. Gives it to Alexander. Shot up and good. Tasha Alexander rings it up for 10 points. She's halfway to her average on the evening. Rockets steal it away again. Alexander puts it up and no good. And she created a foul. She was so frustrated. She poked that ball when it came down right into the Indian hand and created a foul. 20-6 goes the Rockets here in the first half. Second quarter action as Pilcher comes back in for Rachel. She did a nice job while she was in there for the Rockets. All right, long pass ahead to Richardson. Alexander tracks her down, and a nice put up there by a shot by Richardson, and that gives her six on the night. 20-8 goes the score for the Rockets from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Alexander gives it over to Boffer on the right side. Passes it to Leffler. Over here to Alexander on the left wing. Boffer now in between the circles. Looking back to Alexander. Three ball on the way. No good. A backside rebound by Taylor. Carly Taylor puts it in for her 8 points on the night. And the Indians get it up to the front court very, 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 very quickly. Richardson showing some speed. Blocked by Alexander. And she rejected that puppy right then and there. Katie Larkin coming in for Leffler. This will be the first action of the evening for Larkin, the senior out of Chillicothe, Iowa. Richardson got hammered on that last play, and she kind of feels it. Pass inside, loose ball. Larkin picks it up, gets it ahead to Carly Taylor. She brings it up. Got two kids on the side there. Gets it to Alexander, takes it to the rack and scores. Tasha Alexander with 12 in the first half. Here comes the Indians. They get the ball in. They got a wide open basket. Put it up and too hard and a rebound by the Indians, and they are not able to convert. Hole had a fast break, put it up too hard, The rebound came down. She got it, and then she got fouled. And she'll go to line for two. That was Katie Larkin with the foul. See what happens here from the free throw line. Morgan Hall, the senior, eyes the rim, puts it up, and it's good. It, the back end of the iron went straight up in the air and then back through the net, clean as a whistle. 24-9 here in the second quarter. 2:24. Their next shot is up and it's good. She switched that one. 2 points for Hole on the evening so far, and she gets taken out. Alexander brings it up the court. Leffler on her left side, Carly Taylor on her left side, gets it into Ashley Pilcher. A little give and go. Katie Larkin picks it up, and it's no good. Taylor with the basket, and it's up 26-10. Leffler now in double figures. Carly Taylor, and she just put him in another one on the steal, and she's got 12 on the evening. Holy cow. And now another shot by Taylor. No, it's off the bracket, and the Indians come out of it. And up the court they come with Westerkamp. She fires it ahead. It's stolen away by the Rockets. Another turnover. She takes it to the hoop, and she got fouled. Taylor, Carly Taylor, will go to the line as that fast and furious action by the Rockets is causing problems for the Indians to bring the ball up the court. In comes Adams, and out goes Westerkamp for the Indians. Pilcher triggers it in. Carly Taylor takes a shot. No good. And the ball is off down, rebounded by the Indians. Up comes the court is Adams. She takes it on the right wing. Pass to Howard in between the circles. Over to Adam on the right wing. Almost stolen away by Tasha Alexander. Howard gets it back. She puts it over to Richardson on the left wing. Looking. Fires it inside to number 42, back out to Richardson, shot on the way, no good, loose ball is picked up by Katie Larkin. Good job by Katie to get that loose ball, and the Rockets lead 28-10, and Coach Fenton is telling them to slow down just a skosh here. All right, Boffer on the white right wing, passes it back to Taylor. Taylor takes a dribble, goes inside. Alexander with a couple of dribbles on the wing, back out to Pilcher. Inside, Pilcher tries to throw that inside, and it was tipped off a Indian player. McQueen knocked it away as Paige Schaefer and Blair Moore come in. Carly Taylor goes out, and Sadie Boffer as well. Good job by Sadie not to pick up her third foul. Blair Moore triggers it in. Katie Larkin with nice position and puts it up and in. Katie Larkin, the senior out of Chile, gets her first bucket of the night. Indians having trouble to getting it in. They do. Loose ball, though. Picked up by Alexander. She's able to take it inside. Passes it ahead to Katie Larkin. She got missed the shot, but puts it in. Katie Larkin with 2 quick points and make it 4. And there is another timeout by the Oskaloosa Indians as the Rockets were able to swell the score 32-10. You're listening to Rocket Basketball only on KIIC 96.7.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Matt Powers back here with you in Oskaloosa, Iowa, where the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets are in control here, 32-10 as the clock winds. There's another turnover by the Indians, and the Rockets are able to take advantage of it. Schaefer brings it up now, gets it to Alexander on the right wing. She drives into the lane, passes it to Pilcher. had a little trouble with it and eventually loses it. Indians have it up ahead to Adams. She's in the lane, fires up a shot, uses the glass and puts it in. And Haley Adams at the buzzer to make it 32-12, the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. And you're listening to KIIT Thunder Country 96.7. We'll be right back with messages from our local sponsors.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Bloodsport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket. Cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Oskaloosa. The Indians were not able to help themselves much at all. Unofficially, they have 15 turnovers on the first half, and the Rockets got several quick and easy baskets to get rolling here. Tasha Alexander leading the way with 12 points, and then Carly Taylor also ringing up 12 points there. Sadie Puffer with a couple. Rachel Malloy got a three ball to fall, and Katie Larkin was able to get a couple of buckets there just before the end of the half, and to make the score 32-12 against the Indians from Oskaloosa. And with me is Travis Stout, the head boys basketball coach from the Rockets. And we've got to talk over the band a little bit, Travis, but tonight we got a traveling trophy to play for, and Eddie Paluska traveling trophy. What's going to happen tonight in your mind?
Well, for us, it's going to be another good challenge as we face another really good scorer, and Ryan Ryder, averaging 21 points per game. He's long, he's athletic, he can play inside and out. We're really going to have to find ways to contain him. And next to him, you know, I think they've got a really good freshman guard, shoots well from the perimeter, Jack Moore, and then they've got a host of blue-collar guys that they're all about team and doing whatever needs to be done to help their team win. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be, like I said, a challenge. We're coming off a pretty tough loss last Friday down in Clark. The game that we had control of at halftime, up by 7, and then the wheels fell off the wagon, so to speak, and second half was a different story for us down there. It was a tough one. You know, we game planned. I thought we had a great week of practice. Their leading scorer was averaging 33 points per game, and we had him at 3 at half, and then he went off for 24 in the second half, and that was a big part of why things didn't go well for us there that second half.
Well, a lot of people don't think that sports is a learning opportunity or a learning experience, and the Rockets were able to utilize, and I'm sure you were able to utilize it as an educational standpoint to give some instruction to the kids on how to do a little bit better job on that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you go back to the tape and you start finding things that, that we stopped doing well in that second half. Our motion offense seemed to get a little stagnant. We weren't boxing out as well. They seemed to control the boards. And you throw in a few turnovers and it really tells the tale of what happened there. But like you said, Pat, you know, the kids, we've got a group of kids that not only want to learn, they work hard after they learn. You know, with the three freshmen especially, they're trying to absorb as much as they can from not only us but the upperclassmen. And so, like you said, every night out is a good learning experience.
I don't have my quick stats in front of me. Tell us a little bit about how the season has gone so far and who's able to lead the Rockets in scoring.
Yeah, we right now sitting 2-2. Two wins came against Iowa Christian Academy up in Ankeny, our season opener. Had a 20-point win there. Then went to play down in Missouri. Played Schuyler County. Had a nice 78-68 win down there. And then played a really good Denville Soley team at home. And they played well against us. We didn't shoot the ball well. Thought that was their great defense. Ended up taking a 20-point loss at home for a home opener. Not the way you want to open at home, but, we went down to Clark Friday night and lost that game, 62-50. But right now, you talk individually, Trevor Schwartz is leading us at 20 points per game. Jevin Jensen is almost 17 points per game. Brandon played at 11 points per game. Then we have Staten Walker at 8, and we got another player averaging 8 points too. But rebounding wise, Jevin Jensen is leading us rebounding at 9 rebounds per game, and you wouldn't know it, but little Brandon Blade is averaging about 7 rebounds per game, really getting after it, muscling after rebounds.
You thing about Brandon is he has that speed that he utilizes on the track, but he is able to put it to work here on the basketball court to keep people in check as he defends them and as he runs the floor.
You know, yeah, he's one of those special players too, Pat, where he'd rather play defense than offense. Not that he doesn't like to play offense, but he loves just shutting people down. And he told me the other day, yesterday in fact, that, the senior year is just going way too fast and he's really trying to enjoy every moment of it. And I said, don't worry, I'm not letting you go. We're going to find you a medical registry. Because he's one we hate to let go.
Temple on that medical. He just had a couple of concussions last year that kind of knocked him for a loop, but he broke his glasses and then whatnot. So, yeah, I got to be careful on what you wish for a couple times there.
All right, wasn't the kiss of death.
Travis Stout is joining us up here in Oskaloosa, Iowa, where the Annabelle Blakesburg girls are leading 32-12 here at halftime. Let's send it back to the studio and Scotty Fry. You're listening to Rocket Basketball on KIIC 96.7.
It's hard to believe that we are ending another year and getting ready to begin a new one. This is Todd Barker
And at Barker Implement, we are so blessed by our family, our friends, our coworkers, and of course, our customers. And it's not each year that we look for ways to improve, it's each day. So while changes may be coming, those changes are only going to make us better. Better for you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Barker Implement and eBarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Shop and save at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save on always fresh cut and 100% natural USDA select boneless Angus beef chuck roasts, just $3.79 per pound. Fresh ground 80% lean Angus beef 2 to 3 pound packages are $2.69 per pound. For the freshest savings, shop Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods.
All right, we're back here in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Pat Powers with you as Carly Taylor hits the first bucket of the second half, and the Rockets stretch it out 34-12 against the Oskaloosa Indians. Westerkamp now back over to Richardson, puts it into Howard. She tries to pass it in, shot off the glass and good by number 42, Bethany McQueen, and she's able to get on the board for the first time tonight, the senior for the Indians. Indians settle into a 2-3 zone here against the Rockets. Ruffler on the right wing, passes it to Boffer. Richardson picks it off, takes it the length of the court, puts it up and in. Richardson with her first points. That gives her 8 on the evening. She had 6 in the first half, and the Indians showing a little bit of a spark here as they start the second half. Boffer on the left wing, looks, fires it to Natasha on the baseline. A give and go underneath the Boffer, no good. And off the rim, Pilcher had a chance at the rebound, but Westerkamp is able to snag it away. Here comes Richardson with it, dribbling into the left wing. Now back out in between the circles. Passes it over to left wing. Westerkamp takes it to the rack and puts it in. And like I said, that's her first points of the night. But the Indians showing a little bit of a spark here to score. 34-18, they've outscored the Rockets 4-2 here in the third quarter. Leffler with it on the right wing, passes it to Boffer in between the circles. Back over to Natasha. Alexander puts it up, no good. And the rebound comes to McQueen, gives it to Richardson now. Indians on the attack. Pass over to Westerkamp. Now she drives right baseline, puts it up, no good, and she got hammered by Ashley Pilcher. And she will be going to the line. Westerkamp will be. The Indians have shown a little bit of signs of life here. Westerkamp is able to get to the line. And Coach Fenton is going to call a quick TO. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as you're listening to Rocket Basketball, 6:03. And Coach Fenton, with less than 2 minutes in the third quarter gone, says, wait a minute, I've seen enough. Westerkamp going to be going to the line. She has a free throw percentage of 33.3. We'll see what happens here. She's just a freshman playing here on the varsity level for the Rockets. Rockets got out to a quick start in that first half, doing a great job. And now the Indians have come out of the gates very, very, very quickly. 13 turnovers in the first half for the Indians. I'm sure they want to cut that down big time. Rockets with 7 as Westerkamp eyes the rim, puts it up and in. She makes it, and that is her third point on the evening. Westerkamp toes line, couple of dribbles, eyes the hoop, bends her knees, puts it up, nice form, puts it in. Good job by the freshman. 4 points for her. Natasha Alexander comes up the court, passes it to Boffer in the right wing, into Alexander, drives baseline, in a little bit of trouble. Carly Taylor has it taken away by Richardson. There's a foot race to the basket, and no good, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Boffer. That's her third foul, and I'll tell you what, the Indians are showing a little bit of spark here. You got to give them credit where credit is due. They've come out of the chute here in the half, third quarter with a little bit of purpose in their step. Richardson, no good on the first free throw. She's shooting 47% on the season. Second one up, no good as well. Belcher clears the glass. Up ahead to Alexander. In between the circle she goes. Passes at the left line on the right wing. She looks to throw it to Bopper, who's in between the circles. Inside to Carly Taylor. She bounces it off her foot. There's a scramble for the loose ball, and the Indians tie her up, and they will get the alternate possession. Rockets not getting a very good offensive situation here in the early going. Rockets slap on the press. Taylor on the ball, out of bounds. They pass it in to Richardson. She gets it up ahead. Stop her. They don't. She gets it up the court all the way to the hoop, and she gets fouled. And I think it was Leffler who hit her. Let's see what happens here. 2-1 indeed is Taylor Leffler with the foul, and Richardson has shown a lot of spark here in the third quarter. A little bit of fire in their belly, so to speak. First shot up and bounces around and in. Richardson doesn't waste a lot of time with that shot. Rockets lead 34-21. Richardson eyes it again, shot up and no good. Pilcher clears the glass again and gives it a head to Alexander. Up the court she comes. In between the circles, gets it to Leffler. Over on the right wing, back to Bopper. Inside to Taylor at the point of attack, and Leffler lost it out of bounds, and there's a turnover for the Rockets, and Coach Fent cannot be pleased with what's transpiring here as they are not doing what they're supposed to do. Long pass up ahead to Westerkamp, dribbling. Now she loses it, and the Rockets are able to get it. First turnover, unofficially, in the second half on the Indians. Alexander in between the circles, over on the right wing to Leffler. Back to Bopper in between the circles, looking. Passes it to Alexander. Three ball on the way, and it's short. Air ball, in fact, but Leffler was there to get the garbage and put it up and in for 2 points. Pass, full court press put on by the Rockets. Pass it ahead. The ball is loose, and there's a scramble for the ball, and it's going to come over to the Rockets. Pilcher and Westerkamp, McQueen, battled for that ball, and it went off the Oskaloosa girl, and that's another turnover, the second one of the second half. McQueen comes out. That's Hole comes in for the Indians. Taylor triggers it in to Alexander. She passes it to Bopper on the left wing. Pass to Taylor. Leffler. Alexander dribbles in. Rachel Malloy hits nothing on the air ball. Bopper with the loose ball picks it up. Nice shot by Sadie Bopper to put it in. 38-21 goes the score with 4 minutes in the third quarter. Passes up ahead. Bopper knocks it loose, but Indians will still keep a hold of it. Leffler applying the pressure. Well, it's full court pressure. Carly Taylor to give the pressure. Pass up ahead to Westerkamp. She passes it up ahead. Bopper with a nice steal. Looks up ahead to Alexander. She puts it up and puts it in. Tasha Alexander with her first 2 points of the second half. Pass up ahead. Stolen away by Alexander. She takes it inside. Puts it up the glass and no. And the Indians clear the glass and get it out. Here comes Howard up the court. Finally, she stopped. She stopped and traveled. Yes, they did call it. I didn't think they would, but they did call her that, traveling. And now the turnovers are starting to rack up for the Indians. 4 in the second half on them. Carly Taylor to trigger it in. Gives it to Paige Schaefer, who's going to be running the controls. Alexander takes a seat. Schaefer with it. Passes it to Bopper. Now to Rachel Malloy in between the circles. Schaefer now on the right wing. Looking, takes a dribble, picks it up inside to Carly Taylor, inside to Leffler. She loses it, back out to Schaefer, 3:13 on the clock. Schaefer picks up her dribble, passes it inside, another pass inside, and that's going to be a tie-up. No, the Indians come out of there with it. Oh, Westerkamp up ahead. She's going to take it the length of the court, puts it up and charging as Sadie Bopper stood her ground. She took that charge, and Westerkamp went barreling right into her. Good job by Sadie Bopper not to pick up that fourth foul. And the Rockets will get it back on that turnover. 40-21, just under 3 minutes left at 2:59 in the third quarter. Rockets with that lead, and they're kind of shaking off the doldrums a little bit from that slow first few minutes here in the third quarter. Schaefer in between the circles now. Picks up her dribble. Passes it to Carly Taylor. She gets it to Loeffler on the right wing. Rachel Malloy now over to Paige Schaefer in the corner. She picks up her dribble. Looking for somebody to help. Passes it to cross court. Loeffler now in the right wing. Passes it to Schaefer. Now Rachel Malloy. Offer on the baseline. Takes a couple dribbles. Going to the lane. Puts it up a shot. No. And the Indians are able to clear it out of there with Renner. Here comes Richardson up the court. She's on the right wing. Looking to throw it inside. She's harassed by Loeffler. Gets it out of there to Howard. Back to Renner. Over to Richardson on the right wing. Looks inside. Nice pass. Shot up off the glass. No good. Battle for the board. And it's going to be a jump ball. Moyer had a point-blank range and couldn't get it down, and the Rockets will have it on the change of possession as Carly Taylor goes out, and Natasha Alexander comes back in. Is able to come back in. Passes over to Loeffler. Passes to Boffer on the baseline. She's able to get it to Schaefer. Schaefer with a couple of dribbles. Oh, dangerous pass. Goes off of Rachel Malloy's leg and over and back. Bad pass, bad catch, and there's a turnover. Unofficially, the second one for the Rockets here in the second half. Seven on the first two so far in the second half. A 1:48 in the third quarter. Indians dribble it up. Richardson passes it back out to Richardson on the wing. She dribbles inside, and it's stolen away by the Rockets. There's a scramble for the ball, and it's a jump ball. Rachel Malloy getting down and dirty with Howard of the Indians. And alternate possession gives the ball back to Oskaloosa. 40-21 triggers it in. She passes over on the left wing to Howard. Ball tipped around. Hole with a shot. Loeffler tried to reject it, but she fouled her, and Hole will actually go to the line for two shots. Hole on the year, a 75% shooter for the Indians. That's the one that they want to have at the line. Left-hander looks, shoots, no good, rims out. And Oskaloosa with a couple more girls coming in. It's Adam and the Queen. Moyer going out and Richardson going out. Richardson definitely provided a spark for the Indians here in the third quarter. All right. The shot up and bounces in. Good job by her. Hole with her first points of the second half. Third point overall. Rockets with the ball and the lead. Rachel Malloy passes it over. Baseline now. Tasha Alexander puts it up. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Tasha gets it. She gets it out to Rachel Malloy. CeeDee Bopper's got a shot on the wing, but no. Coacher passes it over to Alexander. She'll take that three ball and hits it. Good job by Tasha Alexander. Her first three of the ball game and her fifth point in the second half. That gives her 17 on the night. Penetration by the Indians gets it all the way under. Battle for the board. Loeffler is able to pull it down, and there's 45 seconds left in the third quarter, and they're going to walk it up. Tasha Alexander in between the circles. Loeffler over on the right wing. Give it to Rachel Malloy on the right wing there. Now Loeffler. Now Boffer. Three ball on the way again. Oh, ball is loose. Stolen away by Alexander. Puts it up and in. Tasha Alexander was able to come up with a heads-up play. Steals the ball. Puts it up off the glass with 19 seconds left, and Indians are having a heck of a time. Loeffler gets down on the ground. Pilcher with it now, and she travels with the ball, and that will give the ball back to the Indians with 12 seconds left. 45-22, the Rockets lead here in Oskaloosa, Iowa, in the third quarter. All right. Indians over to Adams on the baseline. Hole with it. Loose ball, picks it up, shoots it, no good. Adams with the rebound, 1 second left, and there is the third quarter with the Rockets leading 45-22. You're listening to Rocket Basketball right here on KIIC 96.7. Back to you.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
Half Powers back live on KIIC Thunder Country 96.7 Rocket Basketball, our first Rocket ball game of the year. And we are in Oskaloosa, Iowa, where the girls are leading 45-22 here at the start of the fourth quarter. Rockets, Boffer gets it inside, passes it to Leffler, and Leffler is able to put it in for 2 points. Good job by Taylor Leffler. Nice job by Boffer on the assist. Rockets not giving up on that full court pressure. Richardson breaks it, gets it up ahead to McQueen, and she is able to put it in for the Indians. 47-24 goes the score here early in the fourth quarter. Leffler back out to Taylor. Over to Boffer. Inside to Taylor. Back to Pilcher. Over to Tasha Alexander on the left wing. She tries a couple of dribbles. Gets it to Boffer on the baseline. Leffler now. Over to Taylor. Back to Pilcher. Over to Alexander. Thought about the three. Now she pulls the trigger. No good. Loose ball. And Taylor with the rebound puts it up. No good. Pilcher trying to scrap for it. Couldn't get it to go. And Richardson comes out of there. Fast break for the Indians. She gets it over to Adam. Back to Richardson. Thought about it. Drives in. Throws it inside. Pass is going to be a block. But there's a foul on it. 2 points are going to be coming up for Chase Moyer. And the foul, I think, was on Pilcher. Yes, her second foul. That's the Rockets' first foul of the second half. That's incredible. The Indians have 5 fouls thus far in the second half. Shot on the way, and it's good. Nice form by Moyer. Her first points of the ball game tonight. Toes the line. Takes a couple dribbles. Bends her knees. Eyes the rim, puts it up, nice form again, no, and Pilcher clears the glass. Unofficially, Ashley Pilcher with quite a few rebounds for the Rockets there from the free throw line. Taylor passes it to Boffer, inside to Taylor. She wheels it back to Pilcher, back to Boffer, inside to Pilcher. Shot on the way, no good, off the glass, and Westerkamp is able to clear it for the Indians, gets it to Richardson. Richardson in between the circles now, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Adam on the right wing. She drives down, loses the handle on it, picks it up. They didn't call double dribble. She walked with it, and there's that turnover right there. Oh, the Indians got a timeout before she traveled. We'll take that one away. It's a 30-second one. We'll keep it right here. You're listening to Rocket Basketball on 96.7. The Rockets lead 47-25 here in the fourth quarter. And it's one of those types of games where the turnovers have just come at a rapid pace. Rockets have been able to do a much better job of taking care of the ball. On the other hand, so has the Indians, but yet they still have 5 turnovers compared to the Rockets' 3. Indians will have it over by the out-of-bounds. 6:10 left on the clock here in Oskaloosa. Adam to trigger it in. Tasha Alexander with the steal. Dribbling into the lane. Passes it up to Ed Boffer. Shot on the way, and good job. Shot made by Boffer. That gives her 6 on the night. Full court pressure applied. Westerkamp trying to get it in. And now it's a 5-second call, and there's another turnover. So the full court pressure being applied by head coach Tony Fenton has done the job tonight and has been a bothersome on the Indians. Taylor triggers it in. Three-point shot on the way by Alexander. Misses everything. Too long. She tries to get a steal, but the Indians get it up to Richardson. Up the court she comes. Full bore, and she runs right into Ashley Pilcher, who fouls her. Two shots coming, and Pilcher will have foul number three. Like we talked about with Coach Stout there at halftime, basketball could be a learning experience. Coach Fenton is going to utilize and going to be talking education with the kids here on how to stop that ball before it gets inside the free throw lane. Second shot on the way after the first one was no good. The second one is good, and Richardson has four in the second half to go with her six to give her 10 on the night. Alexander dribbles it in. Pass out on the baseline. Alexander throws it away, and Taylor and Westerkamp battle for it, and it's an alternate possession. The Indians will have it. Passes it up to Head. Double team. Nice job by the defense as they are able to rotate over. Richardson now has it in the lane. She twirls it back. Westerkamp with a long shot. That is no good. Taylor is able to corral it. Passes it ahead to Atasha, who walks it up the court. 5:12 on the clock. 49-26. Rockets with the lead, and Coach Fenton kind of pulls them out. Tasha kicks it out to Sadie Boffer. Sadie tries the baseline and puts it in. Sadie Boffer with another bucket to give her eight on the night. And the Indians get it up ahead. Fast break opportunity by Richardson, and she puts it in. Richardson definitely can play big time. She's just a junior. She'll be back for another year, and she can put the gas to the pedal. Get down the court very, very, very quickly. Ashley Pilcher along the baseline, looking for Boffer. Far cross-court pass, almost lost by Alexander. Tracks it down. Pilcher in between the circles. Now to Leffler over on that wing. Passes it to Sadie Boffer in between the circles. Taylor now has it. Alexander on the wing with the person in her face. Tries to make a move, and she is fouled by Howard. That's six fouls, and from here on out, the Rockets will be going to the line after this next foul. That's three on Howard. Rachel Malloy in, Ashley Pilcher out. That's a nice substitution action going on for Coach Fenton and his staff. Taylor with it, passes it up to Ed to Sadie Boffer, top of the key. Passes it to Alexander in the corner, thought about the three but didn't. Couple of dribbles, now she goes baseline. Nice pass inside to Carly Taylor off the glass and good. Carly Taylor with their fourth point in the second half. Good job by her. Richardson right up the court for the Indians. Picks up her dribble. Passes it out to Howard, and she'll throw it away. Yep. Turnover by the Indians will give the ball back. Trying to hit the big girl, Moyer, and she couldn't get the job done on the bounce pass. Taylor gives it to Alexander. 3:48 on the clock. Rockets lead 53-28. Taylor passes it to Leffler. Leffler back to Rachel Malloy. Over to Boffer. Over to Alexander. Alexander holds it. Now she drives, penetrates, puts it up off the glass. No good. And the corral by Strasser for the Indians. Here comes Richardson up the court. Oh, long three ball. And no good. Way off the mark by Howard. And the Rockets get the rebound and bring it up the court once again. 3:13 on the clock. Rockets in firm control here at Oskaloosa, Iowa. Rachel Malloy with a couple of dribbles. Passes it to Taylor. Gets it over to Alexander on the wing. Now Leffler near the baseline. Passes it to Boffer. Boffer tries to penetrate. She does. And gets a pass into Alexander up and one. Alexander with another bucket, and she is fouled and go to the line for the one shot opportunity. Nice patience by the Rockets. They were able to pass that ball around. Boffer was able to dribble inside to the lane. Nice pass to the senior from Cedar, Iowa, Tasha Alexander. and she puts it off the glass for a couple more. To go with her high for the night, she's got 19. Staring her season average right in the face here with a shot of one coming. Couple of dribbles. Eyes the hoop. Shot is up, no good. And the rebound down to Westerkamp. Gets it up ahead to Howard. Howard dribbling with her left hand. Gets it over here in the corner to Adams. Katie Larkin on her. Taps it out. Good job by Katie. Ball stay with Indians, though, on the possession. Another substitute as Emily Flagg comes in, and Tasha Alexander will leave. And I'm sure she'll be done with the 19 points she has on the night at the 240 mark. Indians with it. Over to Howard. Over to Adam. Inside to Westerkamp. She drives. Passes it back out. Adam has it on the wing. Back to Westerkamp. She looks at the hoop, but passes it back out to Adam. Cross-court pass. Shot on the way. Good. 22. Renner with her first bucket of the night. Nice open look for her from the wing. And makes it 55-30. Rockets with the lead. Pass from Moore to Flagg, over to Malloy, to Schaefer, to Larkin. Looked at it for a second, but pulled it back. Moore over to Malloy. Long shot on the way. In and out. Blair Moore with a follow-up, and she got hammered, and she will go to the line for the one and maybe. Good job by Blair Moore coming off the bench to get that rebound. You can't miss Blair. Those shoes really light up the gym. Neon green with a red tongue and orange shoelaces. First one up and no good on the free throw. She'll have another one coming as the Indians pull out a couple of gals and send in a couple more as Westerkamp leaves. So does Howard. Moore with the second shot on the way, and she nails it. Good job by Vesta Moore. Blair Moore with her first point of the night. And Coach Fenton calls off the press. 56-30 with a 1:52 in the ball game. Indians pass it inside. She turns and whirls. Almost stolen away by Paige Schaefer. Emily Flagg knocks it down. It goes back into the backcourt, but the Indians are able to track it down. Passes it up ahead on the right wing, cross court. Shot underway, no good. And the battle for the board, Katie Larkin with another board. The senior out of Chillicothe takes that. Schaefer brings it up the court. Dribbles to the baseline. Stops her dribble. Passes it inside to Rachel Malloy. Shot on the way. Hits the iron and down. No good, and the Indians are able to get it. Strasser with it. And there's a battle for the board. And the alternate possession as they tire up will go to the Rockets. Good job by not giving up on that play. Blair Moore to trigger it in. Up 9 on the clock. Gets it inside to Katie Larkin and goes out of bounds. The Rockets will maintain possession. Okay. Blair Moore passes it inside to Schaefer. Kicks it out to Moy. Emily Flagg with it. Gets it to Vesta Moore. Schaefer in between the circles now, and she'll set it up. 56 seconds on the clock. Emily Flagg dribbles it. Katie Larkin with it in between the circles. Now Blair Moore. Schaefer with it inside to Malloy, and it got poked away. I think the referees are going to swallow their whistle as Katie Larkin goes up, and they're going to call a foul. I'm surprised they called that one because they let some rough and tumble action go. Katie Larkin will toe the line and do the one and maybe here for the Rockets. 56-30. Let's see if Katie can put them in. Couple of dribbles, puts it up, and no good. Bounces off the front of the iron. And I don't know why she's getting two shots when the scoreboard says it's only 7 fouls. But we'll take it. Katie Larkin, second shot on the way. Good. All net for Katie Larkin. That gives her 5 on the night. Good job for her. Indians get it in. Adam brings it up the front court. Passes it over to the wing. Renner. Renner cross-court pass, and she'll throw it away. Intended for Anderson, but a little bit too high for her. And the ball will go back to the Rockets with a half a minute left in the contest. Rockets lead 57-30 Coach Fenton's got to be a little happy about getting a win here in the Eddie Paluska Traveling Trophy. Blair Moore with it in between the circles. Gets it to Emily Flagg on the left side. Schaefer dribbles in. Rachel Malloy's not afraid to pull the trigger on the three. No. Schaefer with a nice rebound. Kicks it back out to Flagg. Passes it back to Schaefer on the right wing. Looking to throw to somebody. Rachel's got it in the lane. Emily's got it. And that'll end the game. She should have had the shot, but that'll do it. With the Rockets winning 57-30, you're listening to KIIC 96.7. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power. From the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
We're back at Oskaloosa, Iowa. Pat Powers with you on KIIC as the Rocket Girls are coming back out onto the floor to receive the traveling trophy, the Eddie Paluska traveling trophy set up by Dave. They're trying to cut the band so they can give the trophy presentation. Dave Tremel started this several years ago. They finally get the band to cut off the pep band, and here comes the announcement on the Eddie Paluska traveling trophy. Coach Kiffin, this is laughing and a giggling. It's a good win to get, and the girls will be able to take that back home. And the Rocket faithful that have made the trip are very, very pleased. The Rocket girls hold up that trophy, and now they'll get a quick picture there. Coach Taylor to get a quick snap of that. Well, let's do some scoring recap here on the ball game. Sadie Bopper with 8. Taylor Leffler captured 4 points. Carly Taylor had 16. Tasha Alexander with the big night with 19 points. Rachel Moy had a 3-pointer in the first half, and that's all she had on the evening. Blair Moore had a late free throw for 1 point, and Katie Larkin was able to gather 5 points, the senior out of Chillicothe. And a good job by Coach Fenton and the girls to get that win. Tasha Alexander carrying that traveling trophy off with good cause because it was well-earned. We're going to be back for the boys' basketball game here in a little bit. And we'll send it back to you. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC 96.7. We'll be back in a little while. We'll catch you then.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. So for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Nikki, what's that sound?
Oh, that's my fryer. I'm cooking bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah. Would you like some?
Didn't you eat breakfast at home?
You know, now that we are open even earlier every day at 7:30, I haven't adjusted my breakfast schedule. So I just thought I'd...